It was standing room only as family, friends, and supporters watched 88 Central Illinoisans take the Oath of Allegiance and officially become American citizens. Collectively, they represent 32 home countries, but many have lived in the U.S. for decades, and the journey to citizenship has been a long one. Mauricio Sadikoff is originally from Brazil. He's lived in the U.S. for 22 years.
It takes a long time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money and just bureaucracy. One time, I had to leave a company I was working in legally because the employment authorization I had to be renewed within a four-month period, but it took them 6 months to get me the renewal.
Sadikoff lost his job because of the delay and had to wait to reapply until the work visa finally came through. He says his experience is not uncommon.
It's just a lot of hoops that we have to jump through. It's not an easy process to become an American. I don't know that it should be easy, but it probably shouldn't be this hard.
In order to become a U.S. citizen, a person must have their green card for at least 5 years. They also have to read, write, and speak basic English and be determined to be a person of good moral character. Then there's another 10 steps before the naturalization ceremony. Genesis Regalo Buendia is a volunteer coordinator with the Immigration Project, a nonprofit that provides affordable legal services to immigrants in central and southern Illinois. She says a lot of people get stuck on step one, getting a green card in the first place.
The line in order to apply and get a green card, to just apply for it, not even to get it, is for some countries over 100 years.
Regalo Buendia herself just became a citizen that day. Her parents brought her to the United States from the Philippines on a work visa. They had to wait 10 years for their green card applications to be processed, and then another 5 years to apply for citizenship.
The U.S., my home for most of my life, is now my actual home on paper. It's unfortunate that there are other people trying to get in our position that cannot call this home the same despite being there for even longer than me.
People like Arti Subramanian, who came to the U.S. from India in 2002 and watched her citizenship application hang in limbo from the Bush administration on through the Trump administration.
It's getting harder day by day. I hear people who are waiting behind us for the filing, they are hearing more horror stories than us.
When the honorees crossed the stage in the basement of the Peoria Public Library, they gained a host of new rights. They can register to vote, apply for a passport to travel freely out of the country, avoid the hassle of extra paperwork when applying for jobs or colleges, and they have a better chance of keeping their families together. Subramanian says there's another benefit.
Honestly speaking, it's a pride to say that I am a citizen of America.
U.S. District Judge James Shadid officiated the ceremony, in which he administered the same oath and the same certificate of citizenship his grandparents received after emigrating from Lebanon a century ago.
1919, they arrived here. My grandpa became a citizen in 1930.
Shadid said the event was a reminder of the opportunity he's had because of the decision they made. In his remarks, Shadid pointed out the divisiveness of immigration politics and criticized the unnecessary degrading of people. Sadikoff from Brazil says he's received nothing but support from his community.
But it is really weird to have a president that essentially tries to make me less of an American now that I'm going to get naturalized than somebody that just happened to be born here.
And now Sadikoff says he finally has the power to do something about it.
Now I get to have a political say, so I don't think that it is a positive thing to try to create two classes of citizenship. I think if you're a citizen, you're a citizen, and you should be treated as such.
With their certificate and a small American flag in hand, newly minted citizens return to what is finally, officially, their home. I'm Dana Vollmer.